little bit scary following somebody that good. I really enjoy that set. But then the White Springs is White Springs, and the audiences are really good too. So. Alright, how's that? I still gotta get a guitar back here. Payday, payday, oh payday, payday on Coal Creek, no more. And it's payday on Coal Creek, no more. Miss me, miss me, oh, miss me, miss me, babe, I'm gone. And it's miss me, babe, no, I'm gone. Rider, rider, oh, rider, rider, leave the rails someday. Rider, leave the rails someday. Poor boy, poor boy, oh, poor boy, poor boy, long way from home. And it's poor boy, long way from home. Payday, payday, payday comes payday on Coal Creek no more. Payday on Coal Creek no more. Thanks. Well, I got this in my hand from our own Will McLean. In a dungeon deep at St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his flowered land. His body had not slept. Wildcat said, "O chief, I beg you go with me to stand against our foe." But Osceola, with his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die." Wildcat brother to the grassy water, take the Seminole. There no white man will engage to leave us lying dead and cold. I will not live among such evil men. They mock their sign of truce, their flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name shall be a light, a light to shine in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our home or suck our blood like leeches. My spirit goes with those of you who've died and those who always will remain upon this sacred, sun-drenched, flowered land, to live to fight again, to live to fight again. Those were the last words of Osceola. After that, he spoke never again. And some of the musicians had changed some of that around, and Will, before I started doing it, Will blessed them out and said, those were not, that's not a song I wrote. Those were Osceola's last words. So so I got into it the way Will did it. Every heart there beats the flame of the love of glory and the dread of shame, and how it would be if we understood there is no safety but in doing good. John Henry was a little baby sitting on his pappy's knee, picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. John Henry had a little baby. He said, you be a natural man. You know I won't let no steam drill beat me down. I'm gonna die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. John Henry told his captain, a man ain't nothing but a man. Before I let that steam drill beat me down, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. Die with that hammer in my hand. John Henry's working on the mountain. His hammer was striking fire. He ran so hard, he broke his poor heart. He laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. They took John Henry to the White House. They buried him there in the sand. And every locomotive comes roaring by. There lies a steel-driving man. There lies a steel-driving man. Thanks. Father, oh Father, come riddle to me. Come riddle it all and one. And tell me whether to marry fair Ellen or bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she has house and lands. Fair Ellen, she has none. And so I charge you with my blessing, bring the brown girl home. He turned and he rode till he came to her door. He tolled at the bell and it rang. None so ready as fair Ellen herself to rise to call him in. What news have you come for to bring me, Lord Thomas? What news have you brought for to me? I've come to invite you to my wedding. A sorrowful day it will be. Father to go or mother to stay. Child, do as you please. I fear if you go to Lord Thomas's hall, I'll never see you again. Turned and she rode, she was dressed all in white, her sisters dressed all in green, and every town riding through took her for some grand queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's hall, tolled at the bell and it rang, and none as ready as Lord Thomas himself to rise and call her in. And taking her by her milk-white hand, and leading her through the hall, saying, 50 great ladies are gathered together, now here is the fairest of all. The brown girl, she was standing by, with knife ground keen and sharp, between the long ribs and the short, she pierced fair Ellender's heart. Lord Thomas, he was standing by, with sword ground keen and sharp. Between the long ribs and the short, he pierced his new bride's heart. Taking the handle against the floor, the knife against his breast, saying, here is the ending of three true lovers. God sends us all to rest. God sends us all to rest. How am I doing? Sound? I just. All right. Oh, okay. That's minor. Bob shot one, and Lewis shot two. They shot old Colin, shot him through and through. Angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels laid him away. Miss Colin, she weep. Miss Colin, she mourn. To see her son Lewis leave his home. Angels laid him away. Angels laid him away, laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels laid him away. When the women heard that Lewis was dead, they all went home and they re-ragged in red. Angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels laid him away. Miss Collins, she wept, yes, and Miss Collins mourned to see her son Lewis leave his home. And angels laid him away. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. I gotta go to Denver. Lord knows I can't hesitate. On my feet, I couldn't walk down the street. Women looking at me from my head to my feet. Now I got the TV killing me. Lord knows I'm a prisoner. I'm hoping to get free. Lord knows I'm a prisoner. Hoping to get free. TB kills many a man. You start out strong. You know you can. Then TB gets you. TB killing me. You know I'm like the prisoner. Hoping to get free. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. It's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. Well, I gotta go to Denver, Lord knows I can't hesitate. Fare you well, my own true love, and fare you for a while. My ship is waiting and the wind blows high, and I am bound again to the sea, Mary Ann. And I am bound again to the sea. Thousand miles away from home, 10,000 miles or more. The sea shall freeze and the earth shall burn if I never do return to you, Mary Ann. If I never do return to you, Mary Ann. Had I but a glass of wine, of whiskey, beer, or gin, and a home that I could take you to, I would pour out a drink for you, my love. I'd pour out a drink for you, my love, Mary Ann. The lobster boiling on the the blue fish on the hook. They suffer, but they know not how. My heart does ache and break for you, Mary Ann. So fare you well, my own true love, and fare you for a while. My ship is waiting and the wind blows high, and I am bound once again to the sea, and I am bound once again to the sea, Mary Ann. Thanks. so well. I hated all others who'd speak of her ill. And now she has paid me so well for my love, she's gone to be wed to another. When I saw my love down to the church go with bride and bride maidens, was such a fine show. Well, I followed them down with a heart full of woe. Soon she'll be wed to another. Well, the men in the forest, they ask it of me, how many strawberries grow on the salt sea. And I ask it of them as they did of me, how many ships sail on the forest. When I saw my love go sit down to dine, I sat there beside her, I poured out the wine. And I toasted the girl who could have been mine, but now she is wed to another. I once loved a girl, and I loved her so well. I hated all others who'd speak of her ill. And now she has paid me so well for my love. Tune? Yeah? Okay, let's see. I was thinking Scott's tunes, Alma and Robin sitting there. That one became Birmingham, that one became Birmingham Sunday when the Farinas did it back in the 60s, but that's the Scott's version done in an American dialect. Lochnagar came from the west down to the low country, and he courted Catherine Jaffrey and stole her heart away. And then there came one Amistale from the north country, and he had won her father's heart and her mother's too. A bridal day it soon was set, a bridal day came on, and who'd appear among the guests but Lochnagar himself. A glass was filled with good red wine, drunk between them twa, said, I will drink with you, bridegroom, and then bound me a while. Up spoke the first groom's man, and an angry man was he. Said, I will stand my bonny bride until that Sunday tea. Until that Sunday tea, he said, until that Sunday tea, to deliver her to her own bridegroom. That's my duty today. He's taken her by her milk-white hand, and he's never stopped to call. He's taken her by her milk-white hand, he's leading her through the hall. He's leaned in the saddle bow, he's kissed her cheek and chin. He's leaned in the saddle bow and hoisted her to him. Horsemen rode and bridesmen ran and ladies in full speed. Could not see his yellow locks for the dust of his horse's feet. He's taken a trumpet from his breast and blown both loud and shrill, and 101 well-armed men came Lochnagar until. 101 well-armed men on milk-white steeds and gray. 101 well-armed men upon upon his wedding day. She's turned in the saddle bow to address her late bridegroom. The compliments I got from you, I return them all again. Now Catherine Jaffrey was married at morn, and she was married at noon. Twice married was she in a day, ere she cast off her goon. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Going down to that river, take along my rocking chair. From there, gonna lay my head on a lonesome railroad line. Let that 1019 pacify my troubled mind. Along a rocking chair. If the blues don't leave me, gonna rock on away from there. Look here, sweet mama, come and see what you have done.